a really important question for you this Christmas morning. I have two sermons. You're only getting one of them, it's all right. One is very long and frankly rather tedious, but quite good if you want to have a bit of a sleep. You can have that one. The other, you have to listen hard, but it has got chocolate. Which one do you think? Tedious or chocolate? Chocolate, right, good. That's a relief, because I haven't really got a tedious one. I'd have been a bit stuck otherwise. I am going to tell you a story, and you are going to have to listen really hard. And when you hear the name of something that sounds like it might be a bit chocolatey or confectionery, I need you to shout out. And can I just say that adults have to play this game as well? Otherwise, there may be some rather sick children. And we don't want that. So listen very hard to this Christmas morning story. A long time ago, a teenager called Mary heard an angel tell that she would be the mother of God's son. But how could this be? She was more than kinder surprised. Okay, number one, you've got to be quick on the draw here, but you get the idea. Yes, this sermon comes with free gifts. She wasn't yet married to Joseph. To have a baby now would cause lots of snickers in the room. Oh, there we are. Right. There's plenty for all. Joseph also heard of God's plan, but before the baby arrived, both Mary and Joseph had to return to Bethlehem to be counted for the census. It was a long journey for the pregnant Mary, and there was no double-decker bus for her to rise on. There we are. Oh, I leave it to you. There we are. Okay. So she had to ride on a donkey. But Joseph thought that the time out would be good. Yeah. When they arrived, keeps you fit this sermon as well. When they arrived, Joseph tried to find a place to stay. But club after club was full. There we are. I think so. All right, they went to the back. Good. No room, they all said. Finally, an innkeeper let them stay in his stable. It was there that the little baby was born. And he was named Jesus, which means Savior. He was laid in a manger lined with straw. That night, after eight, some shepherds heard some heavenly minstrels. Excellent. They were angels. They were twirling. There we are. Oh, there's a definite taste of dwelling. Singing glory to God in the highest, they were told to go to Bethlehem to see the newborn child. When they got there, they found Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, who was lying in the manger. It wasn't a nice place, really. Smelly and dirty. Not good for a baby to be born. When the shepherds saw Jesus, they were amazed. Could this be just as the prophets had foretold, God's special promise? The shepherds returned to the hills, praising God. Meanwhile, in a far country, this is my favorite one, some smarties, wise men. We're busy scanning the galaxy. How are you doing? They are, aren't they? They were scanning the galaxy. I'll repeat myself, it'll be all right. They were scanning the galaxy when they saw a starburst. Was it Mars? No, it was a special star, a sign of the birth of a king. They traveled a long way until they reached King Herod's palace. Herod was very interested to hear about the birth of a special king. He told the wise men to find the king and then to come back and tell him. The wise men turned around and followed the star until they found Jesus. And there they went in and they offered to Jesus their bounty. The responsibility. See, the responsibility that comes with ordained ministry in the Church of England. Yes. They offered their bounty. Gold. Well, that's it. Gold. It's not quite so well known. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. It's another one I really like coming up. God then warned them in a dream. Didn't get that one. It was like Milky Ways. I couldn't find Milky Ways this year. Keep that hand up though. That Herod was up to his old tricks again. Oh dear. So they decided. There we are. So they decided to return home by another way. Now that's the familiar story told at Christmas. It has little to do with reindeer or flakes of snow. The true story is not as nice. Jesus was born as a refugee. His birth was seen by some as a threat, while others saw that Jesus' birth had special meaning. Jesus was born so that all sorts... And these are to share. Whoever gets these, you need to share them of people, because they're shared with all sorts of people. We'll know that God's Son is our Saviour, showing us God's true love. Many people this Christmas, maybe you and I, will be looking for some meaning in their life, in difficult times, and for hope for the world. The Christmas story really is good news for all people. Ah, goodness, are you ahead of me? And a cause of great celebration! Again, then the celebration to be shared with all. Thank you for letting me tell your story. Thank you for sharing the chocolate and the confectionery with each other. And thank you for sharing in this Christmas celebration. A reminder that God doesn't promise that it will always be easy, but the story of Christmas is that God comes and shares his love with us in the birth of Jesus Christ. And whoever we are, and wherever we are, and whatever is happening to us, because of Christmas Day, we know that God never leaves us on our own. We are never abandoned. We are loved. And loved by God, we are to share that love as we do the chocolate with each other, because God loves us. Amen.